On Point is a production of WBUR Boston and NPR.
From WBUR Boston, I'm Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point. Here's the battleground. Big media companies, Hollywood, recording studios, want the web all battened down against pirates. They want the internet audience, and they want it to pay. Big technology companies, and a lot of little ones too, say, fine, just don't strangle the web. It's freedom. It's ferment. Don't make it a police state. There is now legislation on the table and a big hullabaloo all around it. This hour on Point, the clash of titans over piracy, power, censorship, and freedom on the web. You can join the conversation. Can we have it all tidy, locked down, intellectual property rights, and web freedom? What's your bigger concern here, piracy or overreach by the pirate hunters? We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK, and you can comment at our website, onpointradio.org, or on Twitter and Facebook at onpointradio. We will hear from both sides today on the Stop Online Piracy Act before the House and the Protect IP Act in the Senate, and we'll talk with an internet CEO who's taken his site dark today in protest. But first, for the big picture and who's lining up where, we go to David Gelis, U.S. media and marketing correspondent for the Financial Times. David, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
So what are the sides here? We'll look at the legislation, but who's lining up where on this?
Well, for the first time, in very distinct terms, you have the media industry on one side and the technology industry on the other. Supporting these bills are industry groups like the Recording Industry Association of America, the Motion Picture Agency of America. And on the other side, you have technology behemoths like Google, Facebook, and a lot of other big tech companies from Silicon Valley.
What are the stakes for each side? Let's start with the content producers, the media companies. What are the stakes for them here?
The content producers say that they are losing literally billions of dollars a year from online piracy. What happened is, after the days of Napster, when it was easy enough because there was one site that you could shut down, what's happened in recent years is that online piracy has been diffused. It's all over the world, and some of the most egregious pirate sites are now hosted in foreign countries far beyond the reach of U.S. law. So they say because of this, it's just impossible for them to get a handle on it, and as a result, billions and billions of dollars worth of content is being stolen, essentially, each year.
What about the tech companies who have lined up big on the other side of this? Google and Wikipedia and Boing Boing and Reddit, we'll hear from its CEO and more. What about their interest here, their stake?
Well, the tech companies got very upset, very riled up in the recent weeks over a particular provision in the Stop Online Piracy Act, so-called DNS blocking. This would essentially make it so that when you tried to go to a site, even if you didn't find it through a search engine, if you just typed in its web address, an internet service provider would essentially block it. It would be as if the site didn't exist. This is the same method that China uses to enforce its so-called Great Firewall of China. What's remaining in the bills is perhaps less controversial, though the tech companies aren't really talking about that today. What's remaining in the bill are essentially three provisions, all three of which Google has telegraphed it might support. And those three are, when an offending site is identified, the Department of Justice would ask that advertising networks, payment processors, and search engines essentially stop working it, starving it of the traffic and money it needs to survive.
And that's it? That's what this legislation would do at this point?
Well, the legislation hasn't passed yet, so there are draft bills in both the House and Senate. But Lamar Smith, the sponsor of SOPA, the most controversial of the two
bills. This is the House version, yeah.
Exactly. Thank you. Last Friday said that he was going to remove the DNS blocking provision, which was the most controversial. Nonetheless, the theatrics have continued into this week.
You call it theatrics, but I mean, people are saying this could put a big damper. You can read it right off Google's website here. A big damper on innovation, on entrepreneurship, on web freedom. What's the connection between the kind of trying to punish or stop piracy and those fears, those threats?
Well, there's a fundamental difference between the media companies and the web companies here. And I think that's about how much, if any, really, regulation there should be on the web. Both sides, I think, have been resorting to hyperbole to make their cases. If you look at Rupert Murdoch, the CEO of News Corp, he has taken to Twitter in recent days, really slamming the opponents of these bills.
Including the White House. He said they're dancing on the puppet string of their Silicon Valley paymasters or something like that in his tweet.
Something to that effect, indeed. And so you can see that both sides are quite impassioned on this issue. And my fear is that the rhetoric has gotten so far out of control that it's going to be very hard to have a true dialogue between the sides. And I frankly think that's quite needed.
A lot of people were saying just last month this was rolling toward passage. Now, the White House has just come out over the last weekend and expressed some disapproval, said they couldn't support it. Was the White House clear on what they didn't like or what it would take to get a presidential signature on legislation like this?
It sure looked like these bills were rolling and really on the fast track towards some kind of consensus and passage. This is the rare bipartisan issue on Capitol Hill, which, of course, is quite welcome these days. But as you said, on Saturday morning, quite out of the blue, the White House chimed in. And it said, well, it wants solutions to combat online piracy in the U.S. and especially abroad. It will not support any form of essentially internet censorship, any provisions it feels might clamp down on free speech. And a lot of people feel like that's exactly what the DNS blocking was going to do.
David Gelis with the Financial Times, thanks for giving us the intro to this big kind of roiled scene right now. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Tom.
Chris Dodd, former U.S. Senator from Connecticut, is now on the other side of the lobbying line. He's chairman of the Motion Picture Association of America. Here he is telling Bloomberg News earlier this month that the House bill here, Stop Online Privacy Act, would protect America's interests.
We're talking about blocking the ability to steal American ideas and American products and American jobs from foreign sites. We do it domestic sites, and we've closed down many. No one's broken the internet. No one suggested freedom of speech has been hampered.
No one's broken the internet, so he says. But on the other side of the line here, you've got a lot of people saying there's a threat in this. Wikipedia has gone dark today in protest over the potential for this kind of legislation. And not only them, Boing Boing has done it, Reddit has done it. Joining me now from New York is Alexis Ohanian, co-founder of the social news site Reddit. Tech sites Reddit and Boing Boing Wikipedia all have orchestrated this blackout on their websites today to protest the legislation. Alexis Ohanian, welcome to On Point.
Thank you for having me.
Why have you taken your site Reddit down today?
Well, because when Steve Huffman and I started Reddit back in 2005, it was from an apartment in Medford, Massachusetts. We raised less money than it would cost to buy a new Ford Focus, and the two of us started working our butts off to build a site that was eventually acquired by Condé Nast and, you know, now has over 35 million visitors a month. We were living the American dream, and that entire dream, that success, could not have happened if either of these laws were in place.
Does something about Reddit depend on the freedom of pirates to be pirates?
Not at all. In fact, I'm a copyright protector myself. I think like many tech entrepreneurs, we're very interested in combating piracy. The problem is this legislation has been written by lobbyists and not technologists. And you can see it in the vagueness of the language. Reddit could even be misconstrued as a search engine under these provisions. And the requirements that would be put on domestic websites to police themselves is virtually untenable for larger sites that have user-generated content pouring in all the time, and totally untenable for a brand new site, for an upstart, for the next Twitter, the one that's working out of a cafe right now and will go on to push the economy forward. It's frustrating for me because I would, trust me, like all of my peers in the tech industry, I would rather be running my company right now. I would rather be creating stuff that people love, hiring people, and adding value.
Why would legislation like this make life untenable for big tech companies, for small tech companies? Why? How?
Because the burden of trying to monitor content when it's coming in at real-time levels, when you've got people pouring in all kinds of information, is unsustainable without a fleet of people. We see the DMCA, which is current copyright infringement protection law in place right now. We see that abused time and time again. And all we're saying is we look at this problem, and it's an interesting point that the previous commenter made. If you look at the people who are lining up to support this, why is it that Congress can't seem to do anything that matters in the way of fixing unemployment or the deficit? You know, they're totally gridlocked. But when the entertainment industry spends $95 million last year to pay lobbyists, they get a bill written. Both Republicans and Democrats then line up to co-sponsor it. This is the bigger problem, and I think this is why we're seeing an awakening, not just from the tech world, but from the Internet at large.
Is there room for a compromise here? Blog on your site has said in the last day, freedom, innovation, economic opportunity, all in jeopardy on the web if something like this goes through, and yet you hear the howls of pain from the media companies. Is there a workable compromise?
Absolutely, but it has to start by taking SOPA and PIPA off the table and starting from scratch with actual technologists at the table, not lobbyists.
And if you've got that, can you really put a plug in piracy, or is piracy just a part of the price we pay for the sort of Internet freedom that lets the ferment roll on, Alexis?
It is in the nature of the technology. In the same way that, you know, the wonderful highway system we have in America that provides for so much commerce and, well, also a great way to take a vacation, it can also be used for illegal activities. That doesn't mean we blow up all of the highways. Instead, we need to come up with much more effective legislation that actually solves this problem. And, you know, at the end of the day, I am a firm believer that the private sector will actually end up innovating ways to combat piracy a lot better than the government ever would.
Alexis Ohanian, co-founder of the social news site Reddit, thanks for joining us from New York today. Good luck.
Thank you for having me.
Listeners, we're talking today about the Internet clash of titans over piracy, power, censorship, freedom on the web, big media versus big tech, and lots of ordinary Internet users in between. You can join us at 800-423-8255. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point, and we're talking this hour about the Internet clash of titans over piracy, power, censorship, and freedom on the web, big media versus big tech, and lots of ordinary Internet users in between.